The Big Rim Racing Podcast will be my insight on going to the track, on my love for cars and Big Rim culture. There will be new episodes every week, and you know, interviews from time to time with some big name people. I have yet to name them. I won't name them at this time, but I just ask you guys to just stay tuned for what's ahead. Some big things are on the way, so make sure you all come in here and, you know, just let's take this culture to the next level. That's my whole goal, is to take the culture to the next level with my platform and my love for the Big Rim Racing and the car culture, period. Welcome back to the Big Rim Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming back at you with another episode. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about how when you get to the races, there's a lot of standing around. There's a lot of flashy cars going by. There's a lot of stuff going on. And if you are in it for action, if you're the type of person that just is ready for adrenaline and ready for all that shit talk to be bagged up by racing, it's a lot of hurry up and wait. Let's put it like that. And hopefully going into 2021, the next year, because 2020 has been a shit of a year, man. It's, you know, we've lost a lot of big name people and just people in general, man. And just God bless all the families that's of all the lost ones, the loved ones lost in this pandemic, and everybody wants to continue to go further and further on. And you know, it's just crazy times we're living in, y'all. But that's a whole nother topic. But the discussion today is all about, why can't we get races? Why can't the racers race and get to the staging lane and talk all this shit? Just wasting time. And I just, you know, I've been hearing it for years. I've had friends of mine tell me how it was, and when they got back from the race, when they got to the race. And it's just crazy, man. We need, in this culture, this Big Rim culture, we need to talk to the promoters. We need to talk to the track owners. There needs to be some fines and some stipulations and some boundaries there, man. If they don't race, the punk out money need to be is another fee need to be added. You know, we need to see races. We know everybody got nice cars. We know everybody got nice rims and interior and stuff, but we need to see what these cars can do. We want to see what these cars can do as fans, as spectators. Everybody hearing about this, it's on Vice TV now, man. Take my hat off to Don't Master Man and what he's doing for the Big Rim culture and getting people to be motivated to build Big Rim cars, the Donks, the Chevys, the Cutlasses, all the old school cars, man. It's amazing what this culture can really do if we can just get the races. You know what I mean? We need the races. I mean, there's people coming from out of state. I know I'm bringing my ass from out of state with my kids sometimes, with my wife. And we get to the race, man, and it's 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, and we still don't see any live action until freaking 2, 3 o'clock. You know what I mean? Sometime later than that. 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. That doesn't make any sense to me. And you go to the races like the NHRA, the Pro Nationals, the big events, and they're on time. As a culture, man, we got to do better. What the hell is the problem? I mean, guys are talking on Instagram. They talking all this shit on Instagram. You know, talking about this, talking about that. But let's get these races going. All that talk doesn't do anybody any justice when they got to be back to work the next day after the race. You know what I'm saying? You got people that have ordinary lives that really, really enjoy the sport, but at the same time, they're being pushed away from the sport because ain't no races happening. This shit is crazy. You know what I mean? It's, you're paying $50 to get in. Let's not talk about the VIP parking. That's $100. You know, and it's a beautiful culture. But we got to do better. We got to get these promoters to let these guys race. Can we see one race by the time we get in the gate? You know what I'm saying? By the time, like, damn, you know, people, if you ain't there on time, then your ass is left out. You assed out. We want to see some races. So who do we need to talk to about seeing races? Don't Master, In-N-Out Customs, Hollywood Customs, DNL. Come on, guys. Cut the Check Racing. You know, shout out to Cut the Check. They just brought that legendary box back out, man. I've been knowing about that box and seeing that box ever since I was, shit, damn near probably a teenager. And people don't understand what you know. You know what I'm saying? People just assume shit so much just because you pick certain things and you act like you don't know. And it's good to play that game. Don't let them know everything about you. Let me put it like that. I've been on the outside looking in on this shit for a very long time. So I know a lot of shit about what happens in this don't game. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching this shit since Miami Earl. And I know a lot of people don't know who the fuck that is, but that's when a lot of donks and the Miami cats took over, man, with the VHSs. You know what I mean? So I'm not no rookie to this shit. I've been knowing about donks and all kind of shit since I was a little baby. You know what I'm saying? A legit, whatever, you're a little kid, whatever you want to call it, whatever demographic you're from. You know what I mean? So I've been knowing what donks were for a very long time. If you go back and listen to my trailer, my cousin had 14, 15 donks. But at that time, my cousin did not know what the value of those cars were. You know what I mean? So you could easily, as black people, we don't know a lot of times what we have on hand. And if you would have had those 10 to 14 cars now, probably be a damn millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Because those cars were in mint condition when he had them. I remember them cars just like I remember what I ate today for lunch. You know what I mean? So I know what the hell going on. Now, there's a lot of stuff I got to learn about other aspects of it, like far as turbos and shit like that. And, you know, the LSXs and where the game is headed now. The game is headed to the LS swaps and all that good shit. And it's amazing. It's beautiful for the culture, man. But at the same time, like I said, we got to do better when we get to the track. And that goes for the promoters, man. The racers. And you got to understand, some racers do get to the track late. They got to test and they got to tune and all that good shit. But, you know, at the end of the day, people don't want to pay that hard-earned money just to come with their new outfits on, smelling good. Women with their perfume on, they smelling good. Buying that high-ass food there. Buying that liquor there. Man, let's get these people going into 2021, man. Let's get these people a show, man. Let's really put the culture on the map. And shouts out to Don't Master, man. The NDRA, man. You know, he got the rules out. And you guys stay tuned. I will have an episode reading off the rules. You know what I mean? So it's a lot going on with the culture and the don't and the big rim racing for the culture. I appreciate y'all, man, for tuning in. I appreciate y'all for being right here with me, man. It's been a hell of a journey. I kind of got pushed in it. I got pushed in. And I say that because y'all get a chance, y'all go over to my YouTube page, YouTube/Arlando Usher. Just go to YouTube, type in my name, Arlando, last name Usher, Usher. And you'll see all of my videos on there. We going to the track, talking to Don't Master, talking to other races, Hollywood, A to the Bay. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm giving y'all great content. You know, so giving y'all insight on what's going on at the track when we get there. And I'm trying to give y'all races too, but a lot of times they're not freaking racing. They're test passing. And that shit needs to stop. We need some races. I was looking at it this morning on Instagram, and Straight was on there talking to Late Night Chevy. He was talking to Grey Goose. And, you know, they're just talking shit, locking in races and shit like that. But there's a big race December 12th at No Guts, No Glory in Orlando. And Easy Money and Two Fly, whew, whatever the hell they bet it, Straight was, he was motherfucking grinning from ear to ear, man. And it's, that's the shit that we want to see when we get to the track. We want to see races, man. Fuck the bullshit, man. And I wanted to come on this podcast and it be somewhat PG-13, but I'm just going to give it to y'all raw, man. Fuck the bullshit. We need the races. I'm giving it to y'all R-rated. Because as a culture, man, we got to do better in all aspects of life, man. As black people, I love my people. But I just don't tolerate bullshit. And we shouldn't keep tolerating bullshit. On my YouTube page, and I see people express how they feel. Like one cat told me, he's like, man, I drove all the way from out of state, got a hotel room, got down there, paid that high-ass parking, paid for food and stuff like that on the premises, and didn't even see not one race. All test passing and all talking to shit. You know what I mean? Talking shit, just pussyfooting around, people standing on the track. Come on, man. We got to do better, man. As a people, we got to do better. And I'm not on here trying to give y'all some speech about how to govern yourself or none of that shit. I want to see races just like the thousands of other that come from out of state want to see races. They see this shit on TV, and they see this shit on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and shit like that. But ultimately, people want to see races. We get tired of coming to the track and there's no fucking races. It's ridiculous, man. But I got hope that next year will be a very, very different year. Because that's how I look at shit. I have to look at shit like that, because you have to be optimistic and you have to keep a level of expectancy that is so damn high, even if it does not really happen the way that you wanted it to happen. And some things start to line up like you thought it to happen. Like, oh, shit, okay. Shit, okay, you feel me? Okay, it's happening. Let's go. It's not like I thought it would be in my damn mind, but it's happening. So if we could just get a little bit of what we're talking about to start off and then finish off 2021 strong with what we're really talking about, racing back-to-back and the crown of king. Because right now, in my eye, Don't Master is the king. Macho right behind him. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Boost Doctor's up there. Big Low from Hollywood, DNL is up there. They got so many damn cars at DNL, I gotta get them right. Summer Iguana, man. Rose, them cats got some nice-ass cars down in Florida, man. Shouts out to them cats, man. Shouts out to all the drivers, man, and what y'all doing for the culture, man. I appreciate y'all. I get to the track. Y'all boys inspire the shit out of me. Hey, man, I need to get my don't together. I'm pinning my don't together. Been pinning my don't together now for a minute. But it's not about me right now, per se. It's about going to the track and seeing the races. Can we just get the races, baby? All the other shit can cease. We want to see races. Back it up. Back up what you say with action when you get to the track. No bullshit. Let's get it, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out what I got on YouTube, man. Check out my content. Like I said, YouTube. Go into the search. Type in my name, ARLANDOUSHER. Subscribe to the page, man. Share, like. Tell your people about it, man. Also, subscribe to the podcast. I got some great things coming, great interviews with some of the drivers. I got some great interviews with some more people in the industry and the culture. It's not always going to be about Big Rim. We're going to talk about a lot of great stuff that can contribute to the Big Rim culture and just the car culture itself. I appreciate y'all, man, for just taking the time to listen to me vent. It's going to be a lot of that on here because I got to use my platform to make shit happen for the culture. And everybody else that feel the way that I feel, I'm a voice for them. And, you know, we got a long way to go, but we can get there. Appreciate y'all for listening. Y'all have a blessed one, man. Make sure y'all follow y'all dreams, man. Make sure you create your brand. You know, do what you got to do to attain your goals, man. Don't let nobody hold you down. And you might be going through something right now, but trouble don't last always, man. Y'all be easy out there, and I'm working on pushing the culture, Big Rim culture, to get these cats to race and not just to gas you up and hype you up on Instagram. It's, oh, I'm going to go down there. But I'm trying to do my part so they will race when you get there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned, man. I appreciate y'all. Yes, sir.